Good evening. Our Old Testament text is 1 Chronicles 16, picking up with verse 8 through verse 35. This is the word of God. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of Israel, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant forever. The word which he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac, and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as the allotment of your inheritance, when you were few in number, indeed very few, and strangers in it, or when they went from one nation to another, and from one kingdom to another people. He permitted no man to do them wrong. Yes, he rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, do not touch my anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is also to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him, O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world is also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. And let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. Let the field rejoice in all that is in it. Then the trees of the wood shall rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. And say, save us, O God of our salvation. Gather us together and deliver us from the Gentiles, to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen.
Would you please turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 through 10. 1 Peter 2, verses 9 and 10. Hear the word of the Lord. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Let us pray. Dear Lord, this is your word. Unless you open us our hearts by your Spirit, that we cannot understand it, but we pray, Lord, that you would indeed do that. That, Lord, you would help us receive your word and grow by it in our salvation. And, Lord, we give you all our thoughts and feelings that we walk in this room with, and help us, we pray, to focus on what you say to us in your word this night, that we may grow in our faith and our love for you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Happy Thanksgiving. We have so much to be grateful for. God has saved us by his grace. Our text this evening, in brief but meaningful language, speaks about our identity as God's covenant people, each aspect of which we should be grateful and thankful very much for. Let's look briefly at God's word together this evening. You can please look at the text. We will stay there. One thing we can be thankful for is that God chose us for salvation. Peter writes, but you're a chosen generation. In Isaiah 43, the prophet says, because I give waters in the desert and rivers in the desert, in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen, these people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise. Peter may have been thinking of this verse, as we will see later. But in any event, the scripture teaches, as in Ephesians 1 says, Paul writes, he chose us to be in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blemish before him in love. Is it not an honor, brothers and sisters, to be chosen by God, to be his people, to be saved by him, a people formed for himself? We should also be thankful that God has established the priesthood of all believers. Peter calls us a royal priesthood. Now, in Exodus 19, 5 and 6, we read, now, therefore, you will if you indeed obey my voice, keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. The Lord has removed the old caste system from his people because we no longer need priests to go between God and man making offerings. Jesus, our great high priest, has made one offering, once for all our sins, by his blood. Hebrews 10:14 says, for by one offering he's perfected forever those who are being sanctified. The curtain between God and us has been removed, and we can now come boldly to the throne of grace that we can obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now we are all priests with equal access to our Heavenly Father with a common call to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to the Lord through Jesus Christ. Verse 5 states that. Praise God. Be thankful today that we all share this precious equality in Christ Jesus, our Lord. We are all here to be his holy priests before him. Third, we should be thankful that God has separated us for himself. Peter calls us a holy nation. To be holy is to be consecrated or separated apart for the Lord and his exclusive use. God has chosen to make us his ambassadors, his representatives on this earth. It's our privilege to be holy as he is holy. It should be our goal in life to serve the Lord in holiness. Paul writes in 2 Timothy 2, but in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful to the master, prepared for every good work. We can be useful to God. We can be separated apart from the world and serve him for his purpose, for the blessing of this world. We should be thankful that he makes us his separated people, his holy nation. We should also be thankful simply that we belong to the Lord. Peter says we're his own special people. What the Lord said to Israel is a word also for us. In Deuteronomy 7, it says, for you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples on the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love on you or choose you because you were more in number than any other peoples, for you were the least of all the peoples, but because he, Lord, loved you. Indeed, Peter applies the same wonderful identifying characteristics of God's covenant people to both Israel and us. This is something indeed to be grateful for, that we belong to someone who loves us. What is the purpose that we have on this earth? What purpose does God give us as his people on the earth? Peter says simply that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. The word translated declare means to show forth, proclaim, tell abroad, or testify to something. What are we to testify to? The praises of God. The word translated praises means excellencies or virtues. It means the same thing as that Isaiah 43 passage, that the Lord who gave waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert made people to be formed for himself. And the writer says, they will declare my praise. The purpose of God's people is to declare, to witness, to testify to the world the wonders of our Lord. The wonders of our Lord. We are made for honoring our Lord by proclaiming his excellencies across the world. We're never to honor ourselves, but we are called to honor him who called us out of darkness into his light. Now that makes me think, am I thankful for my salvation, that I was in sin and now I am a believer? Well, think about that, because each time we come to this table, we are reminded of what Jesus has done. We are given blessing of our Lord. But it also says in 1 Corinthians 11:26 that by virtue of coming to his table, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Communion does, the Lord's table does, praise the Lord. And our lives should also praise him. And the most fulfilled lives are the ones that realize the wonderful characteristic of God's call on us. Also, there are two other things he mentions here that we should be grateful for, that we should be thankful for. And I'm telling you, we should be incredibly grateful for. First, that now we're a family. Well, all of us in this room, we are a family. We're a part of the body of Christ. Peter says, once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. What is a believer? He's a member of the family of God with precious brothers and sisters. Praise God that he's not saved us to leave us all alone in the world. He's made us into a fellowship of love with Jesus as our head. I don't know if anybody of you noticed, but in the beginning of the hymn, my sheet of paper wasn't there that was supposed to be there. And in the first verse of one of the choruses, I turned back to my brother in the Lord, who graciously came up and sang with me up here two verses. It's not because we're related, are we, Tom? It's not because we're of the same nationality or even go to the same body. But we are a part of the family of God. And I could have the blessing of asking my brother to help me. And he did. And thank you. But we can all do that, guys. We have the honor and privilege of loving one another, because if one of us hurts, we all hurt. If one of us rejoices, we all rejoice. But being a part of God's family, you may feel rejected by someone in your own family. But in the family of God, we are all equal. We are all a part of the Lord. We belong to the Lord. And we have each other, brothers, sisters, moms and dads, a blessing that's beyond computation. Remember what the Lord says about the body? The eye can't say to the foot, I have no need of you at all. No, not at all. We need each other. And we are not alone in our walk as Christians. There are no lone wolf Christians. We are part of a family. And we can be grateful that we can hold each other up, that we can bless each other and help each other with little things or big things. Because God has put us together to love one another. Praise God. Just think about today. Who in the body of Christ has been a blessing to you in the last year? And thank God that he put you in that family where you could be loved and strengthened and encouraged, because a brother and sister came alongside you and helped you out a little. That's what we're here for. And that's an incredible thing to be grateful for. But also, even more important, if that's possible than that, we should be grateful that we have received the mercy of God. Peter says, you once not obtained mercy, but now you have obtained mercy. We are not who we were before God saved us. As Peter wrote in the beginning of this letter, he said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Now that is something to be grateful for. How many of us in our lives feel that we deserve salvation? Honestly, if we think about it, I don't. Well, on top of that, how many of us, if we think about it and look in the mirror honestly, not only think we don't deserve salvation, but maybe we deserve something different than that. See, grace is unmerited favor, but mercy is favor given to someone who just kicked you in the shins. And that's what we do every time we sin against the Lord. He gives mercy to those who deserve the opposite of mercy. And if that's true, when he says here, you once had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Can we not tonight be grateful? Be grateful that our Lord loved us when we not only were kind of unlovable, but we're kind of hateful. That we were going the other way and we were not serving him. We were not only not serving him, we were sinning against him. That Jesus says that while we were yet sinners, the Lord died for us, Paul says. How important is us for to recognize that we don't deserve this wonderful blessing of salvation, but we have it. We don't deserve the precious family we are in the body of Christ, but we are in it. And all of it is because our God loves us. Is that not the greatest reason to be thankful on Thanksgiving? For the family of God and the mercy of God. As we come to the Lord's table, as we think about that, just think for a moment of how many times the Lord has forgiven you in your life. When I do that, I start to cry because I know myself. I know who I am. And I know how many times I've had to go to the Lord again and say, Lord, I'm sorry. The steadfast love of the Lord never fails. His mercies will never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. We have a faithful Lord who does not change, whose mercy is everlasting to everlasting. Can we not live our lives better next year than we did this? Because we are now more aware of what he has done for us. Let us love each other, brothers and sisters, but not because we just love each other. We must love each other deeply and dearly, and the only way we can do that is we recognize first that he first loved us. The deeper we come down to realize the depth of God's mercy for us will be the greatest inspiration in our lives to help us be good Christians and love each other even when we don't deserve it, even though we deserve the opposite. Because he actually says that we should really forgive 70 times 7. He actually says we need to go the extra mile and overcome evil with good. And the only way to do that, even in our family, is to recognize the source of our love, his love. Let us think about that. And let us thank God for what he's done for us. And may this word of who we are inspire us to act as what he's made us to be every day of our lives. May we glorify our Lord by truly honoring him, by our thankful praise every day of our lives. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for your word. I pray that if I said not one thing that is not in your word, take it from our memory. But I pray, Lord, that what is in your word would not return void, but accomplish what you see fit in our hearts and lives. We are so grateful for your mercy. We are so grateful for you letting us be a part of your family. We are so grateful for each other and the blessing of fellowship you give us. We thank you, Lord, for the family of God that you made. We thank you so much for letting us be a part of it. We praise you this day, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.